Well, what I could say about those resignations is that I know one of them in particular, who's a part-time officer, that decision was made prior to the issue with Chief that happened a couple weeks ago. And he has moved to a different department, closer to his family. And they had higher pay for him and also providing him a squad car to drive back and forth from his residence. So that was a, I don't want to say a no-brainer on his part, but a big factor. Those were big factors in his decision to leave. And then in the other officer's decision, who was going to be a full-time officer, who was in training right now, he stated that, you know, he was having trouble finding a place here in town to live. And it had to do more with money, what we pay, and a job for his wife in her field. She couldn't find one. And they have a child, and they were worried about daycare and everything. And I think they had to even sell a house that they had to deal with. So it was more of a personal family, you know, decision not to move down here after he made the commitment to become a police officer. So that's what I've heard on that officer in that regard. So we're staffed right now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, barring any other, you know, resignations or anything else like that, we're able to provide the citizens with, you know, police protection like we have always done.